this week we have the ice saints. In the middle of May, just when the heat and everything is building up, there come these saints, and the Germans and many peoples believe that it's these saints who give us a break, some nice, cool weather. Today's ice saint is Saint Pancras, or Pancratius, and he was 14. He was a refugee from Syria, and he went to Rome, just as there's refugees from Syria today that are children, and we should pray for children who have to flee for their lives. Well, he went to Rome, and he was a Christian, and he was put on trial, and the emperor took a shine to him. He was Diocletian. He was a very wicked emperor, even as emperors go. And the emperor said, if you worship the false gods, the pagan gods, I'll adopt you. That would have been a great honor. But he said no. He remembered the vows of his baptism. And he told the emperor, Your Highness, I don't see how you could worship those gods, meaning that they were very dirty and stupid and not worthy of being worshipped, not at all, because they're really demons. And so, of course, he was put to death. And St. Pancras is the patron saint of keeping the vows of our baptism. And then yesterday we had St. Mamertus, and he is the holy bishop in France whose idea it was to have these Rogation Day processions, because there was a whole lot of bad things happening all at once. Did that ever happen to you in your life? There were earthquakes and floods, and then there was droughts, not enough rain, and then there was plague, and then the barbarians invaded, and our Lord inspired him to have these processions, very powerful way of prayer. So thank you for coming, and thank you for singing today. Now, what do you think would happen if, just this is just hypothetical, if our thurifers, who usually are quite trustworthy, of course, the thurifer leads the procession with the smoking incense, doesn't he? What if he just kept on going, and he never went back to church for miles and miles, and you ended up at Tri-County or some place like that? Wouldn't that be curious? Well, that's a story that I came across about the GPS. Do you know what the GPS is? It's that little box that you have in your car, and it tells you where to go. And if it's very handy if you're trying to find an address and you don't know where it is, you could just do what you're told for a change, and you can go exactly there and not get lost. Every now and again, of course, the GPS does make a mistake. That happened to a lady in Belgium, and she was going out to pick up a friend of hers at the train station, and it was 90 miles away, and she said, right, I'll do whatever the GPS says. So she was driving along, and the box made a mistake, because only God is perfect. And instead of going 90 miles, that lady went 900 miles from home, so very far away, because she thought to herself, well, the GPS couldn't make a mistake. Of course, it could. And then finally she was able to find her way back home again. The GPS, you know, you can program it to speak in different languages or different accents. Father McKenna's GPS is in French, which I always find vaguely annoying when I'm in the car with him. It's tournez à droite, tout gauche, something like that. You have to listen to. Father Lecteranda doesn't like to listen to American ladies telling him what to do from the GPS box anyway. And so he has an Englishman with a very authoritative voice, and you can get that, dial that up if you want to. Who's our GPS, children? Who tells us where to go? And if we listen to this voice, we'll never go wrong. It's God the Holy Ghost. He shows us where to go every day. And who's the other spirit who helps us tremendously to follow the Holy Ghost and never to be deceived? It's our guardian angel. It's a bit like in the procession. We have our thurifer, and we have our MC, and we even have Mr. Litarski. And everybody's keeping an eye on things so we don't end up at going down 747 all the way to Tri-County or something like that. So we just make our little procession and get back to church in time for the Agnus Dei. That's God the Holy Ghost. You know, with the GPS, if you make a mistake and you don't follow what you're told to do, and of course that happens to all of us, not just children, if you're disobedient to the voice, what will it say? It will say, recalculating, recalculating. And then it recalculates and it tells you a different way to go so you can still get to your destination. Sometimes, children, We do what we want to do, and God the Holy Ghost has to recalculate. Only since he's God, he knew it all along, and the guardian angel goes along too, and then we can still get to where we want to go. Sometimes when you follow the GPS, it takes you right to where there's a roadblock or there's been an accident and you can't go that way, and you have to figure things out, perhaps even on your own. Why does God do that to us? Because indeed he does. God doesn't lead us in those ways to punish us necessarily, but sometimes he does it for some good and gracious purpose. Everything that happens to us, children, even making what you think would be the wrong turn, is all willed by God for something good. And so the only one that we can really count on 100%, that is the voice of God, the Holy Ghost. So all of the things that we're praying for these 3 days, and remember, our Lord is going up to heaven on Thursday, Ascension Thursday, and what we do is we give him little lists and little names and intentions. Pray for so-and-so and pray for this intention, and oh, and don't forget that one, dear Lord. And of course, our Lord won't forget any of our intentions, not if we ask him. But the most important thing of all to pray for, dear Lord, show me thy way. Keep me in the pathways of thy commandments, because if I am obedient to you my whole life long, and my guardian angel will help me in this, I'll never get lost, and I'll make it home safely, no matter how far it is. Where's our home? Going home to heaven. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of